During solar magnetic storms, explosions may hurl clouds of magnetized particles into space.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, are made up of hot material called plasma that travels at more than 1,000,000 miles per hour. When this plasma reaches Earth, it begins to interact with atoms in Earth's atmosphere, creating the phenomenon we know as auroras. The prevalence of specific gases in the atmosphere determines the color of the auroras. If charged particles strike oxygen atoms, the aurora will appear green. Excited nitrogen atoms, closer to Earth's surface, will produce a blood-red color. Spacecraft and satellites in the path of CMEs can experience glitches as the plasma clouds pass by. But scientists didn't understand what triggered these substorms until 2007, when NASA launched THEMIS to study the physical processes that create the stunning auroras. In 2010, two of the five spacecraft were repurposed and moved to a new location to study similar processes closer to the Moon. The three remaining THEMIS probes continue to orbit Earth to help scientists further understand these magical lights in the sky. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.